A delegation of African bishops and development experts are currently in Europe to meet European political leaders ahead of the upcoming Millennium Development Goals Review Summit in New York. Under discussion are efforts to improve the well-being of African communities, the obstacles they encounter, and priorities to achieve change. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Philomena Johnson, a member of the advocacy team with the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, who is traveling with the bishops.
The African bishops feel that the MDGs offers a good opportunity for the world to offer the poor their human dignity and to correct some of the injustices that have actually been done to them over the past period. So the MDGs, they found us very good, and it provides a platform for dialogue. So they found it necessary to come to Europe and see how best they can actually dialogue with the European Union members and see how they can all, together with Africa, contribute to fast-tracking the achievement of the MDG goals.
Why is it so important that the church is represented?
The church in Africa. The church has a very, very significant role to play in development. The church has contributed significantly to human development. Not only human development, but integral human development. The church is at the forefront in the provision of hospitals, schools, orphanages, old age homes in very rural areas where governments in Africa cannot reach. So they feel that this is something that we cannot allow to slip by, but also make sure that the church stands out, speak with one voice, so that the world body will be moved to come and help Africa to achieve the Millennium Development Goals.